struggle to be heard. It took a huge amount of planning, organising, arranging, energy, effort. You might have relied on somebody else, family members, friends, to give up their time to help you get here. You might have had to pay, yes, pay a carer to help you to get here. You might have had to check and practice a new route, to plan your parking, to phone bus and train companies to get mobility assistance, to plan your food, your medication. It's not as simple as they think it is. Yeah. And there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution for any of these things either. And that's why the PIP is so completely wrong, because one size doesn't fit all, because every single human being is different, because conditions that have the same names affect people in completely different ways. Removing the lowest rates of the mobility and care component will rob people of their independence, trap people in their homes, and devastate their quality of life. And this government thinks that if you lose your job because you've become ill or disabled, that you can physically and emotionally adjust while retraining, and then the hardest bit for many, convince someone to employ you all within a year. Exactly a year, no longer than a year. You have to rearrange and reorganise your whole life within a year, or it's too late. And if you don't, you lose your contributory ESA. Except, of course, that the government don't think that. No rational person could think that. They just don't care. They don't want to pay the money, and they just don't care what the effect is on you. And at the same time, as those cuts from on high to your income, come cuts to local services from in there, which range right from shutting funding for clubs and social organisations to cutting essential care, as they tried to do in Birmingham, until the courts found them to be unlawful and overturned it. It all adds up to an attack on disabled people.